Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're once again living live, here live in the Living Color. This is your host, Elohim, coming to you today. But before we get started, we're going to, we're using a different format this day. So we're going to do an assertion, and then we're going to do our national anthem, and then we're going to begin. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy and that I am a farmer of that divine energy. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and preserve the great right that I have as an extension of divine energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah. And I am grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be written, so let it be done. Normally in the morning we do this 10 times, but I'm just going to do it one time for sake of radio, because we only going to air an hour. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, we go through this every, this is going to be the first part of the thing that we do every broadcast. What is the path of reap what you sow? Do good, to follow the universal law of kindness and honesty. The law of reap what you sow is the path of the enlightenment. I know we hear a lot of people saying that, but what does it mean? The universe works for me, so by me monitoring my thoughts, it will grant me what I want. There is another saying, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Okay, that's right, you got it. That's how the universe works. What I think about, I bring about. So if I put out thoughts that do not promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. If I put out thoughts that do promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. I must never think about what I don't want, because that's what I'll get. I will always keep my mind focused on what I want. And remember to center my thoughts around the art of being honest and good, and the universe will keep me in a state of bliss. If I have to believe in something, I believe in good and all those that do good. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Marcus the Messiah, Garvey the Christ, and Elohim the Christ, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Okay? So this is where we are. Now we're going to play a little bit of the national anthem. This is Elohim Five Tribes, and we do have a national anthem. We're going to play a little bit of that, and then we're going to just give you an idea of where we live at and where we're coming from, okay? The national anthem is the age of freedom has come. But until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you have it, okay? And it's something that has to be done, something that has to be won. And your freedom has to be won, but we're not going to really be talking about freedom today, but I just want to touch on it for a minute. And then we're going to do a recap on the last broadcast just a little bit so that you can get an idea of where we were on the last session when we were talking, okay? freedom means control. If you think you're free, think about how much control you have over your food, clothing, food, and shelter. Okay? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. Think how much control you have over those items. That will tell you just how free you are. And most of us don't have no control over those things whatsoever. We're either renting, we bought a few houses, but we're not constructing neighborhoods and developing cities or anything of that nature for our tribe and its diaspora. Because most of us have come from a pretty large tribe. I don't use the term family because they're programmed us not to actually have families. Family is not mama, papa, baby. Family is the economic structure you have to take care of your tribe that you can pass on from generation to generation. Their primary goal right now, we're talking about the 1%, their primary goal right now is to make sure that whatever property or wealth you have is not passed on to your children. It's like I have an aunt right now. She's 90-something years old. And when she got sick, they made sure that they took everything she had. They took her house, her car, all her money is gone, everything. So she has nothing to pass on to the children and grandchildren. This is by design. This is how they keep the poor poor and the rich rich. Okay? I'm with TCCA, that's Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, and Elohim Five Tribes in Corp. What are the five tribes? Black, brown, red, yellow, white. Those are the five tribes. And I want to let it be known that until the five tribes get together and work together, we're not going to have freedom on this planet. Not as a group, not as, we're not going to have peace, I put it that way. You know, because some of us are in control, like the 1%, they do have control over what's going on, but most of us don't. So I can't just make a blanket statement and say none of us is going to have freedom, because some of us do have freedom. Especially the ones that know what freedom is and know who they are. That brings us to part of the topic that we were talking about the last show. Who are you? This is the main thing that they do not want you to find out, and that's what we're talking about. Now, the 1% know who they are when they had slaves. Now, you got to understand, they didn't just have the 1% just didn't have black slaves. Every tribe on the planet, some of their ancestors and children have experienced slavery, and there's slavery going on today. Okay, so this is not a black experience. This is a human experience that we're going through. Period. All right. It's just that whoever gets conquered, whoever don't keep up enough finance to keep that big stick. I think it was Roosevelt said, "Walk softly and carry a big stick." Well, they carry a big stick, and they do walk softly. They sneak in, do whatever they have to do. Next thing you know, they got your country and gone, or your country's under their control, and that's what's going on. They're taking your freedom from you, all right? So that's what's going on right now. Now, let's do a recap on what we talked about on the last show. The biggest thing, and this is my biggest problem, all right? Because of the programming that we have been under all of our lives, they tell you you were created. And I say, oh, the Bible backs it up. But the Bible, if you go to Genesis 1:26, it says, let us make man in our image. Don't say let us create man in our image. See, the first statement is let us make man. Then they go on to say, and God created men and women, okay? They put that word create in there. Now, one of the codes, we're going to how to break the codes in the Bible. This is what we're talking about, decoding the Bible. Everywhere you see the word create, substitute it in your mind for made. Because to create, you have to make something from nothing. You can't make something from nothing. This is the one of the few times that you can use that word can. Because in the beginning, when I say beginning, that's when things went into motion, but we can't even say that because we're dealing with the uncaused cause. That's as far back as you can go. Something caused us to exist and nothing caused it to exist. At one point in time, something just had to just be here. And we've come to the conclusion that that was energy. Everything in the cosmos, everything in the universe is made up out of energy. That's source substance. Because that's what you were made out of. You were made out of the energy that produced everything else in the universe, okay? This is very interesting. Because if you think in terms you were created, now there's a psychological component to this. Once you think that you were created, that means you're less than and not equal to, they got you. Every group put their man or their woman in there for you to be less than and not equal to. Chinese, got, well, they got Confucius and a few other gods in there that you can be created by, okay? Hindus got a god you can be created by. Muslims, the Yiddish, well, they call themselves Jews now, but the Yiddish, they have a god that you can be created by. They want their image, the ones that have the freedom, which means the ones that are in control, want you to have their image as the God that you're less than, not equal to, even though the Bible says that Jesus wasn't no white boy. They got a white boy on the cross, blonde and blue eyes and everything else, okay? Strapped to the cross up there, okay? because when they came here to take control over the country, take control over the land, they wanted the people to be less than subservient to the God, which looked like them, which makes you think of them as a God. They called themselves Lord. They made you call them master. Come on, black folks, you know your history. Well, some of you know, some of us know your history, because they sure not teach it in school. So, so we're going through this to let you know what they realized when they got this book. And when they went to the Kemetic schools, right, when they came into Egypt and they saw how wonderful, how beautiful, they said, oh, my God. They looked at all these wonders and marvelous things. They said, how in the world did they do this? And right off the bat, the story that you're using under in the Bible as Jesus' story, right, thousands of years before Yahshua was even born, okay? Heru, the name is not coming to me, but most of you who are studying your history, you know who Heru was. You know who Isis and Osiris, Isis, Osiris, and Heru, you know the story, okay? That's the story that they use, and they use that story many times, okay? but the most important psychological component to their control is to make you right off the bat less than and not equal to. This is why in the story Roots, they held the baby up. See, there's nothing greater in you than what you see out there. You follow what I'm saying? And this is that's the main thing that we want to do. That's part of the code. That's part of breaking the code. Okay. Now in Genesis 2:4, they switched the word made and create back and forth. That's just confusing. They saying God made so and so, so and so, and He created so and so, and made so and so. So they flipped the word back and forth. Those that know the code, right, know what they're talking about. Those that don't know the code, they're still dealing with something being made for nothing. How do the Muslims say kun fayakun, being it is. Well, everything that's hold on for 1 second. I have a little problem with my book here. There we go. Everything, okay, that you see out there is a part of who you are, okay? Because you are the universe in an expansion mode. Do you think it's a coincidence that what we were doing 50 years ago, that we done surpassed it 10 times over, and that we're going to do better? Every record, running record, jogging record, all those records have been broken. None of those records last forever because we are unlimited because of who we are, which means that The only enemy that you have, okay, is the one that's in the mirror. That's the one that holds you back, Okay? You have people that perceive you as an enemy, so you have to be careful when you go different places, even though you don't have an enemy per se yourself, because of who you are, all right? They don't know who they are, so they don't know who you are. You follow what I'm saying? So they perceive you as an enemy, but you're not, all right? That's why we've come out with the corporation, Elohim Five Tribes, because the five tribes are going to have to work together. And we say, well, one of the students the other day, I don't have to use the term students, because all this information is in their DNA. I'm just making them, as a friend of myself all the time, I'm just making them aware that it's in there, you know? And once they start opening these doors, like Yahshua said, knocking the door shall be open. Once they start asking these type of questions, things are going to... things are going to open up for them, okay? But you have to be in a certain frame of mind. It's all about the thought process, okay? I'm just going to go through Genesis 2:4 for 1 second. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, and the day that the Lord God made the earth. See, they're throwing the words back and forth to say the day that they were created. Then they say the Lord God made the earth. If he made the earth and the heavens, why would you use the term create, meaning that you're making something from nothing? See, when the mama have a baby, all right, we're just going through the codes a little bit so you can see what's going on. When mama have a baby, okay, she don't create the baby from nothing. They make the baby from the essence or the information that's from the father and from the mother. They make the baby out of what's there. That's making. If you cut down a tree and build a chair from the tree, you're not creating the chair. You're making the chair out of the tree. Okay? We can't even create trees. We need the seed. We need the seed to create the tree. And when they get a little more knowledgeable, they're getting there. When our so-called scientists get a little bit more knowledgeable about what's going on, they'll learn that from your DNA, okay, from you, every blade of grass, every caterpillar, every tree, everything was designed from you, okay? You are the masterpiece of creation, okay? You was the first thing made, and you were in the process of making everything else. Psalms 82 tell you that ye are all gods, children of the Most High. So when they say God made something, look in the mirror. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about you and your ancestors. You have no limit. The normal lifespan of the physical body is supposed to be 999 years. The only reason, okay, that you're not living that long, it's because of the programming, how they're telling you to eat, what you're supposed to be eating. We don't sit back and draw the product substance that's in the air. We're not built that way. We don't know that. We're supposed to eat that one, that at least one meal a day is supposed to be the product substance in the air, okay? One meal. You're supposed to get that one meal a day, and sometimes it takes 20 minutes or half an hour to get enough of that energy in to sustain you for a few until your next consumption of food. But they're not teaching you that. The doctors don't tell you, look, you need to go and get some of that prior substance out of air. That will help you immensely. No, the doctors don't tell you that. Why? Because they work for the pharmaceutical companies. It's all about the money. The doctors aren't healers. They're body mechanics. You get cut a shot, hey, man, the best place to be is in the hospital. Frankenstein will take care of you, okay? Frankenstein then got really good at changing these body parts and putting people together, you know what I mean? But if you're sick, you go to a naturopathic healer or you do you some research, you find out what's going on, you stay away from the doggone medicine unless you're about to die and you ain't got no choice, you got to take something to hold you over to keep you alive for a few minutes, okay? Then that makes sense, okay? But what we're trying to give you at this point, because you got people that are throwing the book in the trash. Oh, I don't believe in the Bible. They just don't know how to read it. when they talk about, right now I'm still recapping what we talked about on the last show. We'll talk about in the beginning, God made the firmament and all that. We're talking about people, okay, human beings who was able to move and manipulate landmass on a planetary scale. All right? Are we moving towards that? You should see some of these machines they got out here. Right? When you look at the pyramids, you know it's possible. Okay? do we have the knowledge to put up satellites? The moon is a satellite. We got satellites up there. It won't be long before we'll be drawing down and putting up satellites that are made up out of earthly material. All the material that's in the universe is locked up in your body, the gold, the diamond, the silver, it's all in you. Okay? It's all a part of who you are. All right? But the first day, now, let's deal with slavery just for a second. You are a slave master. That's who you are because you're an incorporeal entity. All right? You have to have physical flesh as an incorporeal entity to stay in this dimension. We're going to get into that part. Not right now, but we will get into that part. That was two or three shows ago. So I'm just recapping on the last show that we had. All right? Now, we're talking about codes, how to read the book. All right? Think in terms of the writers of the book knew what you knew and more. Understand the workings of the solar system, the planets, and how the planets was put together, the gravity, the whole nine yards. Think in terms that they knew all of those things. Now, how do they communicate this with the language that they had to use, with the level of language that they had to use? How would they communicate this with you? Okay? Now, let's go to the next part. We dealt with we're going to make man. You were made. You were not created. I'm gonna be saying this quite a bit because this has to get through. If this gets through, then you're on your way because energy flows through you. In the beginning, I made an assertion. Didn't call it a prayer. I made an assertion because I assert what I want into the universe, and then the universe, through action and reaction, began to manipulate circumstances to bring about what I want. That's how it works, okay? It's coming through the culture. There's two cultures. Reap what you sow and dog eat dog. Those are the only two cultures. How you dancing and jumping up and down with rings in your nose and all that has nothing to do with culture. Those are the trappings that they lock you into to keep your mind occupied while the ones in control run your lives. Football, baseball, basketball, duh. You know, those things have nothing to do with pushing a society forward. Those things are part of the dog-eat-dog culture, okay? You want to take what the other guy has. That's dog-eat-dog. And you got to be better than him. You got to push yourself to be better than him. Your competition should be yourself. The only person you're supposed to be competing with is you. To get what you want. If you're not good enough to have what you want right now, then you got to go. You got to start exercising or working or studying to get what you want. You're your own competition. That takes the dog eat dog out of it. you understand what I'm saying? So everything is based on a reap what you sow culture, and that includes mentally. Now check this out. The 1%. Well, not the 1%. They came out with a CD, okay, called it The Secret. Now, they're giving you your own information that's thousands of years old and calling it a secret, okay, because you've been under the dog-eat-dog culture so long that you don't know how to use the reap what you sow culture. So it's a secret. What you think about, you bring about. You follow what I'm saying? Keep your mind focused on what you want to do. Put it on the refrigerator so you can look at it. That's all reap what you sow. Because if you put that information out there that you want and you keep moving towards that goal, you're going to accomplish your goal because you have help. You don't have to ask for power. You're carrying power. That's the difference. It might take a little while because we get a little confused sometimes and we start thinking the wrong thoughts. And once you start thinking the wrong thoughts, wrong things start happening in your life. You know, you say, well, why is this happening to this person? Why is this happening to that? It's because of the way that they've been thinking. You draw things to you. Be careful. Be careful where your mind is. Now, back to the slave master. This body is a slave, okay? The body is a slave, and you are its master, okay? That body will do whatever you tell it to do, whatever you tell it to do. You tell it to run, jump, fly. It will try to do everything you tell it because you're in control. Now, this is another trick. Oh, boy. This is another trick that the 1% are pushing down through the people. God is in control, right? But they ain't telling you that you God. But God is in control. So don't worry about it. And they're always throwing that he out there so they keep this male-dominated thing going, okay? He will help you do this, and God, he will help you go to it. And the Muslims, Allah, he this, and Allah, he that. You know what I'm saying? This is the trap. These are the tricks that they're using to keep you subjugated to their will. All right, it's the reason why some people have trillions of dollars and some people sleeping on the street. The people that got the trillions, oh, trust me, they know who they are and what's God's responsibility. God's responsibility is to provide food, clothing, shelter, security for every man, woman, and child on the planet and to be off the planet maintaining the universe. That's why you're here. That's what you came into this dimension for, right? Now, we talk about my son like a dog, but my son was feeding millions of people. We barely grow no food in our yard to feed the family. Why? Because we're not thinking in terms of what kind of system can I come up with to feed the planet. If you got a system that'll feed the planet, trust me, you will never go hungry. If you got a system to put money in people's pockets around the planet, you will never be broke. All right? But if you're just thinking about, I got to make this $300 or if I can get this $10 an hour this week, you know, not coming up with a system to use that little $10, $15 an hour to create what you want. And trust me, when we talk about economics, we know how you can do that. All right. There's a way to use that little bit of money, but you have to be thinking in terms of the masses. That's why you're voting for the politicians, because you want them to help. They're supposed to be helping the masses. The president's supposed to be helping the masses. He's supposed to be taking care of everybody in the country, supposedly. Okay. So I'm just, that's why the 1%, they don't worry about paying taxes because they don't think they're supposed to pay taxes. What God look like paying taxes? That's for the little guys to do, the people who don't know that they God. You follow what I'm saying? You're a slave master. You have a lot to do, and you have things going on. Now we're going to move into a little bit towards today's topic. Well, first let me drop a little commercial here. I'm not listening to all those people that were listening before. I'll let them call in. If they call in, then they can, list what they have to say. But if you want to help support Toronto Church of Christ and the Light, TCCA, and Elohim Five Tribe, if you want to support us, we have a CD on the market. All you have to do is go to Amazon and type in Elohim Christ, 10 tracks, Elohim Christ, Jesus is Coming, and my CD will come up, okay? We have a book on the market, Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume. Some of the stuff I'm mentioning comes out of the Tyrannical Scriptures, especially when I start talking about incorporeal beings coming from one dimension to another dimension. That's not quite in the Bible, but that's in the Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? So I'll be coming from that book as well. Okay, so you can get a copy of that book. To get a copy of that book, all you have to do is call this number, 215-758-1703. This is now my business line, and so you can call this number between 9 to 5, and I'll show you how to get copies of the book, copies of the CD, and you can go on YouTube to listen to it, And you can go to CD Baby. Go down to CD Baby, Elohim Christ, Jesus is coming, and you can download one song at a time, just a dollar. Just spend a dollar on a song, you know, just to support what we're doing, okay? Now, also, well, I see my friends on the line. I have to apologize to everybody that's on the line because I've been having trouble with the system. So I've been hitting and missing. I want to be on the radio every day, but I've been hitting and missing. That's why I put today down there so everybody knows I'm there today. So let me see here. I think at 1927, let's see, my phone is charged. Okay. 1927, I'm going to open your mic so you can give us a little bit of information about your show and how it works and what you're trying to do. That would be Brother Mac on Legacy of the Nation. Brother Mac, you're on the air. I hope this works. Are you okay out there?
Brother Elohim. Thank you, Brother Elohim. All right. Yeah, this is Brother Mac, and I'm enjoying tremendously the teachings that you're giving us, Brother Elohim. I find it pleasantly but strangely different from the teachings that have been given, you know, over my lifetime. And but I remember how alien the teachings of Jesus sounded to the people who were hearing him for the first time, he was so strange that you know that they ended up if we take the story literally, they ended up killing him because what he was teaching was going against what had already been taught and accepted before. But I'm Brother Mac, and my show is once a week, and that's every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We talk on four main topics, one each week, and the four main topics are health, history, politics, and economics. And we talk on these four subjects one at a time, one each week, so that we cover the four of them over the course of the month. And in so doing, it is our desire and aim to increase the awareness of a nation of people who are more than 50 million strong and who are unaware of who they are. And you have alluded to the fact that we don't know who we are. And I have to agree with you, and I'm glad to know that you are bringing us into a new era of understanding, and I appreciate that it was you who about 7 or 8 years ago who introduced me to Legacy of a Nation, my show, It was by way of your having asked me to be your co-host, and it caught on. It caught me by the head, I should say, and nothing has been the same since. I want to thank you out loud for what you did, and also to let you know that I appreciate what you're doing with your ministry. But from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, and you can call the number that I'm going to give you, 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. 6 p.m. every Saturday evening. We'll be looking to have you call in. Again, thank you, Brother Elohim, and continue to teach us what we need to know, because it's very different, but extremely good and necessary. And I applaud you. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Matt. We're going to move on to the topic for today. And the topic for today, we're dealing with the Garden of Eden story, okay? Now, we're talking about codes, all right? Now, everybody lives in a different place. So we're not trying to change where you are. We're just trying to give you a different perspective on where you are and what you've been or what you've been being taught, okay? So now we're dealing with the Garden of Eden. I think we have a few callers that just popped in. When I go back to the beginning, we almost three quarters of the way during the show. But it's important that you understand that the people who wrote the Bible knew as much about everything and more than you do right now. Okay? You're thinking, this knowledge is 2,000 years ago when they wrote this book here. How could they know what we know now? But they knew what you know now. It's just a matter of how to communicate with you over the years so that the 1% don't go in changing things around. You mentioned that they hung Jesus. Yeah, well, because of what he was teaching. There's a way to teach the information to free people so that they'll know that they're supposed to be in control. And there's a way to give the information where you keep the people under the 1% control. And as I listen to the ministers out there, and that's what they're doing, T.J. Jakes, Claire Fodaller, we're talking about Joe Olson, I'm talking about all of them. They're teaching the teachings. I'm listening to them. But they're doing it in a way where you're not in control so that you don't step up to take control, all right? But the Bible tells you that you are in control. But every time they mention God, Psalms 82, you're the God they're talking about. But you don't know that, so you don't step up into the mind of God, into thinking like God, because you don't know what God's supposed to be doing. Now, we went through that too, what God's supposed to be doing, okay? But the topic for today is the Garden of Eden story, okay? Now, if you were here when we first started broadcasting on this particular format, you'll know that you were incorporeal entities coming in through the black hole up New Cyrus A, Cyrus B, and C. They don't mention Cyrus C, but Cyrus C is out there. And you, when you came in, you used the gas to put together the planets, the stars, the moons. You made all of these things out of source energy. Okay, that's what you did. So when you got to a certain point, when they're talking about the herd guy walking, they couldn't see themselves because they were incorporeal entities. That's what the first garden was all about. That's what the teachings was all about you being spiritual beings. And once the spiritual being eats physical food, the metabolism of that entity changes, okay? They had all of the physical essence there, but they were in like a shape-shifting mode because you didn't know they were there. But once they ate, they became visible to each other, and it takes 7 years, all right, of not eating physical food for a person to go back into that state of existence, all right? Now, once you eat something, you know, it's hard not eat 7 years, especially if you don't know how to eat the pranic substance that's in the atmosphere, that's in the air, which we're supposed to be eating every day, consciously eating. We do eat some of it every day, but we're supposed to be consciously eating this stuff to maintain a perfectly healthy body, okay? So when they ate, they were able to see themselves for the first time, physically see themselves. They knew they were there, but for the first time they saw themselves, and they know that this certain parts are not supposed to be exposed like that on a physical plane, okay? So this is when God comes through and says, oh, wait a minute. What did y'all do? You know, what's going on? You know, the story is there. If you think in terms of these people knew as much about the universe, spirituals and everything else, the same as you do or more. So this is what they were dealing with in the Garden of Eden. They were dealing with going from incorporeal to corporeal entities. That's what they were dealing with. We're breaking this thing down so that you can get a clear picture of who you were dealing with when these people wrote this book. You weren't dealing with no just anybody. You know what I'm saying? But they put it in a language of that time. So, but if you're thinking in terms that, well, that was 2,000 years ago, how could they know the pyramids are there? You know what I'm saying? And the scientists the geologists, they running around. There's no way these people could have made this pyramid. But the pyramids are there. You know what I'm saying? They're saying, well, E.T., man, yeah, you look at E.T. every time you look in the mirror, because no modern man is indigenous to this planet. That's why they got the missing link. They can't find no link between Yeti, Sasquatch, and the Bigfoot and all those. Those people are indigenous to this planet. Okay? But modern man is not indigenous to this planet. We come from the constellation of Sirens, or what they call Orion's Belt now. This is where we come from. Also, we came through Venus, Mars, Jupiter. Come on. If you start Googling this stuff, they found a ship that was wrecked on Mars with a female in there that looked just like me. I'm a black man. She looked just like I do, okay? And she was the captain of the ship. Now, we ain't up there flying around on Jupiter. How'd she get up there? So we're E.T. When you look at that mirror, we're E.T. And that's what in Genesis, that's what the book is trying to alert you to. But you think that you've got superior knowledge. But you don't. These people were smarter than you back then when they were writing the books. If you go back into some of the Egyptian texts, okay? just to give you an idea, the first helicopter was built by a black person, all right? They don't let you know that. I'm going to give you a little bit of black history because they're not telling us black history because they don't want us to know who we are. They don't want us to know that we built the pyramids and we built all these structures all over the doggone planet. They don't want us to know that we had that we were traveling out of space and all that stuff a long time ago. That we're not evolving. We have retrogressed to a state that we're in right now. We have to regress. We have to go back to where we were. Okay, so there's no evolution taking place. But that's a bunch of nonsense. Once you start Googling and start studying for yourself, you begin to see that the stuff that they're teaching you is a bunch of nonsense. Now, before we go any further, if you have a comment or you want to make a statement or you have something you want to say, all you have to do is press 1, and that will let me know that you want to say something, even just to give a shout-out or whatever you want to do. Or if you have a business or something you want to announce your business, you can do that too, okay? Just press 1, and I'll know that you have something to say. Now, we're trying to be on the radio every day, but I'm having problems with the system and other things. But when I'm on the air, it will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be sending out texts. Now, if I don't have your number in my textbook, then if you're not getting texts, then you can call this number 215-758-1703, and I'll add you to my text list. Right now, we're texting over 200 and something people when the texts go out. All right, I would love to have you. I'd love to have your name on that list if we don't have it in there. Okay. Okay, so now we're talking about the Garden of Eden. So we went through them coming from corporeal to incorporeal, from incorporeal to corporeal beings. That's what that was teaching you. Now, it also, you know how they talk about the Drake Cons and the Anunnaki and everybody else. They were shapeshifters back then. Man, a snake wasn't talking. Come on, man. They're talking about the snake type people who were shapeshifters. That's why when they tell you that the snake turned into a beautiful form and beguiled the female, come on. You know what I mean? This is what they were telling you. All right. And they were giving you, it sounded like they were giving you do's and don'ts. But when it comes to God, okay, as long as it's benefiting you and other and the rest of the planet and it's not hurting a living soul, why shouldn't you have the knowledge? Why shouldn't you have the wisdom? Why prevent you from eating the apple? Come on. You got to start thinking about this here stuff. because these are things that you're supposed to have, all right? We're dealing with the Garden of Eden. Let's go back before the Garden of Eden. I'm a little bit ahead of myself. After the first time in Genesis 2, when he made, then let us make men and women, not create, let us make men and women. And I told you again, I'm just going back over the codes because we only got a few minutes left here. I'm just going back over that because that's a very big and special code. That you were not created, you were made. So everywhere you see the word create, put made in there. And every time they say God, think about Psalm 82. You're the God they're talking about, all right? And you have the power to do everything that it says in that book. You have the power to do that. But you can't do it if you're high on crack, smoking weed, drinking the booze all day long. You can't do it, all right? You'll be prone to corruption. You'll be prone to doing things that you're not supposed to do because you're in an altered state of consciousness. I shouldn't use the term consciousness, but you're in an altered state of mind. Your mind is at a point that you're, let me put it this way. Your brain is at a point that your mind can't communicate through it. That's what's going on, all right? And the physical desires begin to overtake the incorporeal entity that's living inside. You can't control it because you don't know that you don't know how powerful that incorporeal entity that's inside of you is, because that's the real you. This little time you spend on the planet, duh, you know what I mean? You're just passing through, man. All right? You're supposed to be here for almost 1,000 years, but we'll talk about that in another time. All right? So let's go back to when he put Adam down and took out a rib and made the female. Come on now. Ain't that already in Genesis 2? Now, you look at the book for yourself. In Genesis 2, he already made men and women. All right? So he made them equal. That's what I'm saying. Didn't take one out of the other to make men and women in Genesis 1:26. Read it for yourself. Made men and women. The translators threw that word create in there, right? And that's all part of the design of the 1%. So, excuse me. So then they get into, we're going to lay Adam down and make another female. No. Think about what you're going through in science. Thinking about if you had to talk about a DNA, okay, and what it looked like, wouldn't a rib be a perfect example of what that thing looked like? Come on. That's what they were talking about. They were talking about DNA and cloning and all that. You got to upgrade your mind to know that these people were just as smart or smarter than you back then. Come on. All right? That's what they're talking about when that Adam and Eve story is all about. It's all about the cloning technology. Where do you think the 1% is getting these ideas from? You don't think they just wake up in the morning and come up with this stuff? That's why when they found this book, they used this book to conquer the known world, because the knowledge and the power that's in this book will blow your mind. If you accept the fact that you're not evolving, you have retrogressed, and you're going back to a state that you were not thousands, but millions of years ago. That's why what you did 20 years ago, you're doing better than that now. And what you're doing today, you're going to do better than that tomorrow. Look at the track meet. All the records, all the world records have been broke. Okay? Swimming records have been broke. Football records have been broke. There's no record today there's no record yesterday that ain't going today. The science and the things that we're coming up with, the things that we do, all these things are already in your DNA. You'd be amazed. One strand of your DNA can house the entire Library of Congress. Now, this stuff is on the internet. You can find this stuff out on the internet. They're just now finding out how to decipher your DNA and get that information out of there so that they can do more. They can create more. They're talking about artificial intelligence. Intelligence is no such thing as artificial intelligence. There's intelligence in electricity. You love your little computers and your laptops and you hacking everything. pull the plug on it, cut the juice off, see what that computer do. Don't do nothing. The intelligence, the consistency is in the electricity, not in your, not in the, in the chips and stuff that you're using. The chips is just allowing you to use the electricity to a different degree. That's what's going on. All power is conscious. The sun is conscious too. You understand? But it's kind of, it's on a different level than what you're thinking about. Okay? If you sit out there, the sun is conscious, but the sun is supposed to be dealing with consciousness. So if you know how hot the sun is and you're sitting out there and they're baking, the sun's probably sitting up there saying, man, what an idiot this nut is. No, I'm hot. Gonna sit out there and bake, and I'm gonna give them all kinds of melanoma and disease. Ain't nobody gonna get sitting up underneath you like that. They know better than that, but they do it anyway. Why? Okay? They know that alcohol destroys brain cells. Why are you drinking it? It's not nutrition. It ain't food. Why are you drinking it? They know that a weed alters the consciousness. Why are you smoking it? You see what I'm saying? Once you realize who you are, you start thinking in terms of, wait a minute. I don't need this to get from point A to point B. All the movies, all the movies, entertainments, everything that they're teaching is to teach you to become in a less altered conscious state so that they can manipulate you into giving them what? They want that money. They need that money so that they can buy more commercials to manipulate you, so they can make more cartoons to manipulate you. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a coincidence that they spend billions of dollars on cartoons. Man, that's not a coincidence. It's cartoons are the psychological makeup of the child. All right? Geico. You got the little Geico guy up there, right? To sell insurance. The children know nothing about nutrition. But when they go in the supermarket, they know about Tony the Tiger. So I'm saying because the programming that they're set up is designed to be penetrated by the cartoons. That's why they love for your children to have to deal with these cartoons at an early stage. They got a cartoon out right now that's so complicated. When my he just turned 7 the other day. When my 6-year-old, he's 7 now. When he turned me on to this cartoon, I'm looking at this cartoon. I said, oh my goodness. I'm looking at him saying, the thing was so complicated and so complex with the families and the dysfunctional families and homosexuality, BCI, everything was in there. I'm saying, oh, my God. He's sitting there explaining everything to me. Everything. This little kid's 7 years old. There's a reason for everything that they're doing. There's reason they spend money on it. And all of the reasons that they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing is encoded in the Bible. But you just have to learn how to read it. Once again, I'm going to make the announcement that anybody who have a comment or a statement, you have to say anything, all you got to do is press 1. And that'll let me know that you have a comment or a statement. And now you can disagree with me. I'm not going to debate. I don't debate the Bible because it is what it is. It's a multi-level book. So wherever you live at, that's where you're supposed to be at. And I sure don't want you to change on my account because it might mess something up. You know what I'm saying? You might got to the point that you're just not getting off on drugs and stuff, and then you come, you start reaching into my area and say, oh, man, well, I'm God. You have to be careful. So we have to be careful where we're at. You know, so I'm just giving you a different perspective, a different way to think about what you're seeing. Okay, now we're dealing with Genesis today. We're dealing with the Garden of Eden and how complicated. And we're dealing with the second story. Well, we deal with the last show, we dealt with the first story, Let Us Make Man. Let us make a man in our image. And now we're dealing with the second story, which they're talking about. I'm going over again. We almost out of time. We only got about 5 minutes here. We're talking about DNA. We talk about cloning. All right, these people who wrote the Adam and Eve story, they know about cloning. They know about the snake people. They know about shape-shifting. They know about incorporeal beings becoming corporeal beings. They know about all of this, okay? You think Jesus didn't know what was going on when he mentioned the transfiguration? That was, we're talking about the cross, the crucifixion. We were talking about the transfiguration, becoming incorporeal, being able to control the physical on that level that you can just take it with you and rebuild it. Okay, if you get a chance, read the book, Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. They go through the same scenarios, telling you how they do all of this stuff. The information is out there, and that Bible has a wealth of information. It's a very powerful book, right? Now, when we go to Psalms 82, it said, you are all gods, right? Children of the Most High. It don't say Most High God. Most Christians run it back. You're children of the Most High God. See what I said? Because they want you to think that you're less than and not equal to. So for the next 4 or 5 minutes, we're going to just go over that little part right there, because that's a big deal. That's a big step to go from being created to being the one that's making stuff. Everything in this solar system was made for your benefit. Why is that? Why would somebody make something that's not for your benefit if it's not for you? You're making stuff for your own benefit. That's why the solar system is designed so that all of the rocks and stones that are coming through are hitting the other planets before they come to the Earth. Some of them make it through, but you've designed this thing pretty good, you know? And every time in the book that they mention create, in your mind, you say made. Because you and your ancestors, I'm saying you because it's in your DNA. You just got to go in there and look for it. But it's in your DNA. All this information is in your DNA. So I'm not telling you nothing that you don't already know. It's just the fact that you have to think about this stuff. Because you only the limit to you is in your mirror. That's the only thing that can limit you. That's the only thing that can stop you. That's the only thing that can hold you back is what you see in your mirror. The only, that your greatest enemy is yourself and how you think about you, all right? So now we're upgrading. We're taking you into a 2.0 you, okay? You're no longer this less than, not equal to this creator. You're no longer that person no more. You are God, which means that you, a God, is one who can manipulate source energy for its own benefit. Isn't that what we do all day long? Okay? You manipulate the energy for your own benefit. Think about that. And you have to think about what you want. Now, most of us don't know what we want. So we let TV and our neighbors and our cousins tell us what we want, tell us what we should have. But it's up to you to get what you want, because the universe works through you, through action and reaction, to produce the effect that you're trying to get to. But you have to stay on the path. Whatever path that you lay out for yourself, you can make it happen. When I was coming through high school, they gave me a scenario. They said there's a circle, and everything you want is on the outside of that circle, you know? And you can go out and jump on the outside of that circle and go around and around and chase what you want, or you can sit in the middle of the circle and watch as it go around and figure out how everybody else got it. You know how. Then when you're ready, you reach up and grab it. If you reach up and grab it too soon, you're not going to be able to hold on to it, because it's going to be too hot to handle. So my brother, my older brother, he used to tell how his mother told him about money. She left some money on the stove, and she told him, "Go in there and get that money for me." And he went in and picked the money. He said, "Mama, that money's hot." She said, "That's right. Don't be out there chasing hot money." You know what I mean? I said, that was a good analogy about hot money. You know what I mean? But study, learn, prepare yourself before you reach up and start grabbing things. Because you wind up losing them after you grab them, because you really can't hold on to them, okay? We're just about out of time. I'm Elohim. This is the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah, and we have the Elohim Five Tribes and Corp, which is a corporation that we're putting businesses together so that we can, we're going after those people sleeping on the street. We're going to get them off their street, okay? That's what we're going to do. And, what the information that's coming to you is based on the Bible and Tyrannical Scriptures complete volume. All right, I have a CD on the market called Elohim Christ, Jesus is Coming. You can go on Amazon and get it. You can go on CD Baby if you want to buy one song or something to get that. If you want to listen to it, you can go on YouTube. I got a GoFundMe page. You can go on Facebook and look me up. Elohim Christ, GoFundMe page. So if you want to throw some money in my way, that's cool too. Or support me by buying some of the things or however. But we're going to be here. We're going to be here. And we're going through all kinds of transitional troubles because, you know, Big Brother, he listening, he watching everything, and they crucified Jesus. So, well, that's a whole nother story. We'll talk about that one day, about the crucifixion of Yeshua. One thing I do want to say, though, Christianity didn't start with the so-called Christians. Christianity is thousands of years old. The Egyptians spelled Christ, K-R-S-T. For your edification, Google the word Christ. Now, not C-H-R-I-S-T, but K-R-S-T. They know. You got K-R-S-T radios. They're using the name out there. And the pharaohs used to write the term Christ on all of their, before they were buried. They wrote the term Christ because it's a conscious understanding dealing with Christ. And it goes back before Heru. It goes back before all of that, you know. Anyway, we're out of time. And for those who are on the line, especially my big brother, Big Mac, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And those that are on the line, well, thank you for calling in and letting me know that I'm not out here by myself, that at least somebody want to listen to what I'm saying, okay? And we will see you hopefully tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Remember the number, because sometimes I'll be a little tired and my fingers are bigger, hit the buttons the wrong way, and the number won't come out right. So remember this number, 516-453-9230. Whenever I'm on the air, that's the number you're going to be calling, okay? Right now, peace. I love you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.